Afternoon, one and all. Scotty K, London cabbie, anti-EU campaigner, here with my view from the cab. Firstly, I must apologise for my recent absence from the show. As you may be aware, the London cab trade has been suffering of late, thanks mainly to Uber and Transport for London's total inability to help us. Apparently, the average London cab driver's takings are down by around a third. Now, this worries me on a larger scale. Because our earnings are down, our tax bills will fall. The private hire drivers who are taking our work are also earning very little, with many claiming in-work benefits, thus paying no tax. And then the corporate entity, i.e. Uber, are also paying very little tax. So where's this tax money going to come from? This is happening now in the cab trade. Looking back 5 or 6 years ago, I don't think any of us would have seen this coming. Is this going to be the way of the future, with every trade fighting over minimum wages? Let's hope not. Especially as I've had to retrain and start my own tiling firm at the age of 45. It's true, building is booming, mainly thanks to a shortage of housing due to immigration and a disastrous run of successive governments' housing policies. This is no consolation, however, to those many hundreds of thousands of British people stuck on the housing list who are being shunted further and further down the line. Behind people who have recently arrived here and have not contributed, nor their families, whatsoever into our system. Now, I'm all for helping people in need, but it is clear it is putting our own people further into need. Labour this week slated the government over 1 in 4 primary schools being overcrowded. Well, 1 in 4 children born today in Britain are born to foreign mothers. Anyway, Obama's here now, the leader of the free world. But wait, he doesn't want us to be free. He wants the Brits to be shackled to the EU empire. Yeah, like I could see the Americans wanting to be part of an America's Union, being told what to do by Mexico, Canada, and a few other South American countries. Best thing you can do, pal, is keep your nose out. Of course, now that the debate has started, we are starting to hear all kinds of bull. This might happen. This could happen. This may happen. Well, next week, we might or may get hit by an asteroid. Who knows? One thing we do know is that we survive perfectly without the EU, and many other countries do at the moment. There are 51 countries in Europe, and yet only 28 are in the EU. And the two richest countries with the highest living standards in Europe are Norway and Switzerland, who are not EU members. Any coincidence? They say it's about trade. Apparently 95% of British businesses don't have anything to do with the EU. So why should they and their employees pay what is in effect a bribe to the EU for those big multinationals and corporates to trade freely with the EU through their own taxes? By all means, make as much money as you want. I'm no anti-capitalist, but don't use my money to do it. Use your own profits. Don't forget, not only are many of these companies benefiting from our taxes to help them trade with the EU, but they are then trying to avoid paying any tax back to our government. It's a joke. Okay, so that's me done for this week. So until next time, be safe and be lucky.